Aber die Säure, perk dauert nicht nur gut. Euwike kommt schon nimmt zu ihm mit bezahlt der Börsche Jain. A guy is standing on the side of a Börsche Jain here. We're nervous that the guy came into contact with the wine. And the Shaila is, did he or did he not? So how do we make assumptions? The guy's in your kitchen. This is very cleaning lady oriented. At what point do we say, ah, Mustafa should touch the wine that's in the fridge or the wine that's on the counter? So the Mishnah gives a case. The standard case is he's standing on the side of a Börsche Yain that belongs to a Yid. Im yesh le olav milve, if the guy has some type of financial relationship with the Yid, that the Yid owes him money, also, it's also by now, why? Because the guy in that case feels like he's in the driver's seat, legabi the Yid, he doesn't mind poking his nose, touching with his hands the wine. You have to be choshish that he was menasek the Yain. In the Olav Milva, if he's not in any relation, the Yid, that is, of being submissive to the guy, so then it's mutter. There's no reason to assume that he touched it. Mechtesi. Also, he's going to be yoreh to touch the wine. Nushen Mamazbi is going to look like a ganav. Why are you poking, you know, why are you putting your hands in somebody else's wine? So where he has this financial thing, your wine's meshubit to me. So he could touch it, he could poke it. Ganav, not a ganav. He has a financial stake. We're not. They're not. Nofal abor va'olo. Talking about the goy, actually fell into the bor yayin. The yayin doesn't become also bahano because the goy never meant to touch it. He did touch it as he was drowning. Lamaisa, we're not choshesh that he was menasech the yayin. If he came out of the pit alive, so then we definitely are choshesh more than that. The Gemara even speaks out. We're choshesh that b'toich that he's surviving falling into a vat of wine. And he comes out in one piece. He was menasek the yayin as a hoidot to the avodah zarah. No cheger. Umidode bekona. Or he actually touched the wine, but he touched the wine with a different kavanah. He's measuring the wine to see how tall the vat of wine is. This way he can make a relationship with a different supplier that's going to know how much wine there is over here to know how much wine he can buy from the yid. So it's all business. He's stuck in a measurement, a stick to measure. Hittis tzir bekone. There was a hornet or a wasp, tzir or something like that, and he pushed it away by pushing a stick into the wine. So the guy is touching the wine. You could say, hey, he's moving the wine around, he's menasek the wine, but clearly he's doing it for a specific reason. No shaks in this chayayin. Oishay mitapech api achovis mirutachas, or he's tapping on a vat of wine that's frothing. He's doing something to it. Bechol elu hoya maisa. Was a meister shahoya, va'omru yimoche, which interesting. Yimoche means it's mutter bahano, but it's also b'shtir. Reb Shimon matir means matir in ganzen. He held that there's no machon da'aser at all. It's mutter b'shtir. So Reb Shimon Mazbe over here, a major nekuda, and that is that there's really two distinct things. The chashash of nisach where we're choshish in every far-fetched case that he was menasach. Is a chash that would aser bahano, but it only asers if that's the way we see it. If we see that the touching over here was clearly for another purpose, so it's not also als yain nesach als avoy dzor. It's also als b'nei sam. There can't be wine which is drunk together between a yid and a guy. Therefore, you have to aser every type of wine of a yid that a guy came into contact with. This contact type doesn't aser als avoy dzor. It asers als the contact itself. That is an iser shtir, not an iser. Hano, like we explained previously, that's the Mahalach of the Rabban, the Ran, and other Rishayim. And Reb Shimon's matter, Reb Shimon says they weren't geyser with a touching, had no element of Tzizamenshaft, just business, so over there they wouldn't answer at all. There's one point to mention, and that is that the Rishayim argue, it sounds over here in the Mishnah, that he touched the surface of the wine, Bekono, or he touched it with something else, Mitapeach, he's touching the outside of the barrel. But not that he touched it with his hand. He fell in, maybe. But what happens if he touched it with his hand to push out a bee? Some Rishayim hold that's lav dafka. Other Rishayim hold, you look at Rashi and Dav Samach, and you look at the Rabbeos, is that the whole head over here is only because it was bekona with something else. If it was with his hand, they would ask him. Notol sachovs was zroka b'chamosa labor. He took a chovis, and he threw it back. He threw the contents of the chovis back into the barzel, which means they didn't ask it. They made the wine mutter b'shtir. Now the point that's made over here by the Gemara in the sugya with the Rishonim, you see it b'kitz and nimitz in the Rav, is that the Mishnah is medayik to say zroka b'chamosa. What happens to me if he wanted to pour the wine in? Not the chamosa, he got mad. But he actually wanted to pour the wine in. It sounds like it would be awesome. So the Rishonim say like this. We're talking about a case over here where he actually put the wine in, because what he did was he rolled the barrel along the edge of where the big board is, and he actually pushed in. So he didn't touch it with his hand. That would be awesome. But he did. It's his koyach that's putting it in. So because it's a direct him pouring it in, so we could only be matter, A, he doesn't touch it with his hand, B, is that the whole pushing it in is bechamosoi. But where the pushing it in was bechalam at his koyach, that means he let go, he flipped a barrel of wine and it went flying and it splashed and it went into the... Or he threw the barrel of wine and it hit against the bar of the bar and it broke open and it splashed and then it went in. That's bechalam, not him putting it in. It's just a secondary. That's yotza mikoychoi. So with that, we don't look at that as a mice of putting it in. So over there, they wouldn't ask the b'shti, even if he did it b'kavod. In the first case, it was mamish him putting it into the vats. If he did it b'kavod, there they would ask him. That's the way the Gemara is masbir. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hamatar Yenoy Shaloi V'Kachovim, a Yid produced wine in a Goyish press from Goyish wine. What he wants to do is he wants that it should be able to be sold. Obviously, he's going to make some money off it. He wants that the Goyish wine should be able to be sold to Yid. So he's doing it in a way where only the Yid is involved. This is what we would call that you have an on-site crew doing a kosher run by a big winery in California or France or whatever. Noisnoi b'shusoi. So he could sell it b'shusoi shel agoy. What does that mean? That means that as long as the guy is aboard in the scheme over here, so the guy is giving the yid b'shus to press the wine, and it should be tachas chasusoi shel Yisrael. B'vayis ha'pasuch l'shusoi rabim. Question is now whether we assume that a guy touch the wine. If it's a city that has the Israelim mutter, if it's a city that has goyim and yidden, then it's mutter because the goy is not going to touch it, because one of the yidden is going to catch him and he's trespassing. Beir shekula if the chacham, if it's a city that's kula goyim, also the wine we assume that it was touched by a goy. Ad sheyeshiv shomer, until there's an actual shomer here. This is a very important halacha. The halacha that even with the chashash that something comes into contact, like we're saying with the Ayin Nesach, with other Yisurim, if you have a Shomer there, that protects. Ve'en HaShomer Tzarech Lias Yeshiv U'Meshamer. The Shomer doesn't have to be there all the time. The Mashgichim use this. Afal Pishu Yetziv V'Nichnas, what they call in the world of Hashgacha Yetziv V'Nichnas, the halacha is Mutter. That means the Mashgich has to create a deterrent factor that the person who's dealing over there, the Goy, knows that there's somebody always coming and going, he's going to be caught. That is called that he's a Mashgiach ala Kashrus. And in some instances, you could rely on that for the Hashgacha. So that's the din that's negated to Hashgacha. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I'm a kol Rishu, so I've the Chachov Machasi. Reb Shimon ben Elazar has one Choymer, one further Madrega than the Tanakhama. It goes like this. The words that he says is that the Rishus of all Goyim is one Rishus. The mashmah is the way the Gemara explains it. The Rav explains it, Peter Gemara, is that it would sound from the Chachomim, the Gemara brings braises, that the shita of the Tanakhama is that this that were choshesh, that a goy touched the wine, it's munach and rishus of a goy, is only when the goy is the balayayin. That means the goy is the balayayin, we assume that he feels hamish enough to touch the wine, and then we have a problem. Masha enkein, if Paul is the owner of the wine, then John, if we see him around, well, he's not nechsha that he went in because it's different rishus, it's for trespassing. On that, Reb Shimon Elazar's chalik, he says, no. It doesn't make a difference to us. We don't differentiate between whether the owner of the wine is here or not. And it's also b'chalayfin, again, but we still have the ratio of the Mishnah, which says that even where it would be also, but if it's a bias that's pasuach l'shus harabim and there's access there to Eden, and there are Eden available that could walk in, even if there are goyim around, then we're matter. But else the fact that the person who the wine is in his rishus is not the owner or the other owner, that doesn't make a difference.